Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among the 36,000 runners setting their sights on Boylston Street and the Boston Marathon on Monday will be the Iraqi ambassador to the U.S. Ambassador Luqman Faili will be running his third marathon, but his first Boston Marathon. He spoke with us from NPR studios in Washington and told us why these 26.2 miles hold special meaning for him.
While I was the Iraqi ambassador in Tokyo, I was told that I would be moving to the United States in the summertime. So as soon as the tragic terrorist act took place last year, I was determined to participate in the following year as a sign of solidarity.
What do you mean by that?
What I'm saying is that it's clear to me that terrorism is a global illness, and it's clear to me that we need to stand with each other. Iraq has shown the world over the last decade that it has been one of the victims and battlefield for fight against terror. And from our side, we want to stand by those people who are affected by it. And the United States stood by us as well. So that's the least we can do.
Do you feel a special bond to Boston, do you think, because of the situation in Iraq?
I feel a special bond as a marathon runner myself. I feel a special bond with other runners. I feel a special bond for any city which has been adversely impacted by terrorism.
I know that you've said that this marathon is, in your words, a special statement against terrorism. Why don't you elaborate?
We have a global phenomena in which it has no consideration to the platforms of where it tries to have an impact. So in this event, we have a sporty event, we have a civilian event, we also have a family and a community event taking place. So that when the terrorists, whether they're Al-Qaeda or any of their affiliates, want to make a statement, they are more or less saying we can make it anywhere we want or anytime we want or any platform we want. In that effect, I think there's clearly a global phenomenon which we need to work with each other.
Well, what is it about the sport of running and marathon racing in particular that offers the opportunity to show solidarity?
Marathon is a long event. It's in one way, it's a lonely event, and in another, it's a group event. This group mentality is an important idea to keep in mind. You also have to have the tenaciousness of a long view of things, you know, the duration of the marathon. So you have to more or less have a clear idea of what the challenges you might face going in this long road of 26 miles plus.
The main goal of terrorist acts, of course, is to instill fear. How important is it, do you think, for you to finish and for as many runners as possible to finish this year's Boston Marathon in order to reclaim this year's race from the events of last year?
Well, to be honest, I think by the time the organizers decided to have the marathon on the following year of that tragic terrorist act, I think that we have already won. And obviously, people participating, the numbers have not been declined. There is still more people want to do it. Terrorism, in that sense, has lost because they can't disturb your way of life or make you... They may let you think twice about it, but as long as you do it again, I think they have already lost.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you so very much for speaking with
us
today.
Thank you very much, Bob.
And very, very good luck on race day.
Thank you very much. I would need that as well. Thank you.
Iraqi ambassador to the U.S., Luqman Faili, who's running the Boston Marathon on Monday. Like many other marathoners, he'll fundraise with his run, in his case, helping organizations that strengthen the bonds between people affected by acts of terrorism in Iraq and the U.S.